And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A Senate committee voted recently on whether to hold Dr. Anthony Fauci in contempt of Congress. That goes back to the hearing recently where Fauci appeared under subpoena, invoked the Fifth Amendment more than 100 times, and refused to answer a single question. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who chairs the committee, argues the Fifth doesn't apply because Joe Biden preemptively pardoned Fauci on his way out the door. Meanwhile, Health and Human Services turned over a copy of Fauci's pandemic-era work phone to a second Senate panel, and senators say they pulled millions of additional pages off government servers. Over in Britain, they found a different solution to uncomfortable questions. They send the police. A reporter for a higher education magazine had been looking into plagiarism accusations against a Cambridge professor, a prominent diversity scholar now under investigation. The reporter emailed the professor, emailed Cambridge, and emailed the university that granted the doctorate. Somebody filed a harassment complaint, and London's Metropolitan Police told the reporter to back off because the questions were affecting the professor's mental health. Coincidentally, that's the same police force that's been accused of not showing up for burglaries because it doesn't have the manpower. Apparently, they're using their manpower for this. Back home, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that's ICE, just set a record. Roughly 51,000 arrests in July, breaking June's mark of 43,000. Homeland Security says the administration has now passed 1 million immigration arrests since Inauguration Day and deported more than 1 million people. Agents are working 6 days a week, and they've started making arrests at check-in counters and boarding gates in 15 airports. Homeland Security spokesman put it plainly that if you're here illegally, the only flight you're taking is the one out. Democrats spent the week fighting about something entirely different. A cider bar in Grand Rapids, Michigan, a self-described queer-friendly place that also campaigns for a free Palestine, agreed to host what it was told a private women's democratic event. Then it discovered Congressman Haley Stevens was there. Stevens is pro-Israel, and pro-Israeli groups had put nearly $30 million behind her Senate campaign. The bar announced that it was heartbroken, said it does not endorse her, and donated the night's proceeds to a local pride center. Announcing your principles is easy. Living with them, well, that's the hard part, which brings us to a proposal from sports commentator Clay Travis. He wants to field an all-transgender team in the WNBA. He's mostly joking, but only mostly. The league has spent years insisting that transgender women are women, and Travis's point is that nobody has ever made them prove that they actually believe it. He's also floated putting the champion Las Vegas Aces against a boys' high school championship team, which tells you what he really thinks. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. Don't forget you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.